Any film that embraces melodrama is always in danger of descending into self-parody, and few melodramas have teetered so recklessly on the precipice of pure silliness as Annette. It's directed by French provocateur Léos Carax and is built upon a score by the cult band Sparks. And because both artists are known for prankish theatrics, you're never quite sure whether or not we're meant to approach Annette with a straight face. How to even describe it? It's a rock opera with the actors singing much of their dialogue. It's a showbiz satire. It's a surrealistic fantasia and a hallucinatory nightmare. Annette follows that well-worn story of a famous man and a famous woman who become a famous couple, only for one star to rise and the others to plummet. And into the familiar formula, it throws murder, adultery, a disaster at sea, a vengeful ghost, and a toddler with an angelic voice. This is Carax's long-awaited follow-up to 2012's delirious Holy Motors, which was both a meditation on the transformative pull of cinema and an absurdist piss take about how ridiculous the filmmaking process can be. Annette has the same metatextual trappings, opening as Carax himself presides over a recording session with Ron and Russell Mayle of Sparks, who break out into song and then break out into the streets with the movie's three stars, Adam Driver, Marion Cotillard, and Simon Helberg, as themselves. The story proper then begins with dueling performances, Driver as misanthropic comedian Henry McHenry castigating his sold-out audience with caustic material, and Cotillard as Anne, a beloved soprano, starring in a lavish opera as the idealistic heroine who dies every night on stage. Anne and Henry's romance is met with a flurry of media attention and jealousy, courtesy of Anne's accompanying pianist played by Helberg, an intense combustible relationship that's bound to flame out spectacularly. Soon, Anne gives birth to a little girl named Annette, whose heart seems to glow when her mother sings to her. The child is portrayed not by an actor, but a series of expressive puppets that resemble those human-sized marionettes in Being John Malkovich, carved out of wood and with visible hinges instead of joints. Then there's the fatalistic journey out to sea, and a supernatural twist that imbues little Annette with a talent that earns her a following verging on religious fervor. So what is all this about? As in Holy Motors, I think Carax is exploring the nature of artificiality and authenticity, and how most art requires us to reconcile those two diametrically opposed qualities. I didn't really respond to Annette on this kind of intellectual level, though, because this is really a film about its own excesses. It's filled with haunting images, as well as baffling ones, and there are just as many exhilarating moments as goofy, borderline stupid ones. The film is wall-to-wall music, courtesy of Ron and Russell Mayle, who were the subjects of Edgar Wright's fawning documentary The Sparks Brothers earlier this year, and their deep catalog of twisty melodies, lyrical repetition, and double entendres bleeds into the plot itself. Wright's film exhaustively detailed Sparks' career as a series of artistic gambles, and they've clearly found a kindred spirit in Carax. Not all of Annette works, but it made me realize how hungry I am for movies that take real chances, that forge their own paths, that commit to eccentric visions no matter how ridiculous they may come off. This is a high-wire act without Annette. Pun very much intended. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.